Blog Talk Radio.
The Smiley Day. Party soon. The Smiley Day. Party soon. The Smiley Day. Party soon. The Smiley Day. Party soon.
Music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
The Smiley J Artist Zone. A platform for and about independent artists. Jazz, R&B, neo-soul, reggae, and instrumentalists would love to have you on the show. Email the Smiley J Artist Zone @gmail.com for a calendar date. Hurry, dates are filling up fast.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists. As always, I want to thank you guys for joining me on a Monday night. Remember, the Smiley J Artist Zone show is each and every Monday at 8 o'clock. So if you missed any of my previous shows, be sure to check it out on Urban Flavor Radio Facebook page in the archives section. Also, remember to follow DMV Urban Flavor Radio if you haven't already. Follow them on Facebook as well as Instagram. Before I begin, I want to go ahead and shout out all of the Urban Flavor partners. Be sure to check out some of their shows as well. A lot of great topics. We got the Urban Flavor Radio talk show that's on Thursday with Curl and Dips and Alicia Abraham. We got Table Talk on Wednesday. Then we're going to have a new show starting next month in May called In Just Us. You got to check it out. And that's going to be hosted by Melinda. Before I go on to tonight's guest, I also want to shout out any small businesses out there. I know this is a challenging time for a lot of businesses, small businesses. And if you want to grow your business, let me help you promote your product or services at an affordable rate. It's called the Circle of Love. You help me, I help you. We're helping each other build our brand. So holler at Smiley J at the Smiley J Artist Zone at gmail.com. All right? So also, let me just talk about what's happening in the independent artist world. As we all know, that COVID-19 has created mandatory social distancing, which means that artists can't perform. I mean, it's impossible to perform, and you have to social distance. So, however, the volume of audio streaming in the United States has failed. It has fallen tremendously. Especially for the mainstream artists. You know, people aren't streaming music as much. But outside of the big labels, things are looking a little different. Digit from the data distribution platforms that caters to unsigned acts, they have seen a surge in activity, which is a good thing for independent artists, which means that many lesser-known independent artists are putting out more music more than ever. Now, I think that's a good thing. So shout out to all the indie artists out there that are still grinding in spite of this COVID-19 situation. Keep grinding. Keep being creative during this time. Use this time to build your fan base and all that good stuff. So I want to go ahead and bring on tonight's guest. I want to introduce him. He's an artist right here from the DMV area. He's been dubbed as the soulful crooner, the balladeer, the soul man, silky smooth. Without further ado, let's bring on Mr. Kenny Barnes. I wish I had some hand claps. Kenny Barnes, come on. There we go.
Hello.
How you doing, Kenny? What's up?
I'm groovy. How about yourself?
I knew you was going to say you groovy.
You do.
I'm doing good. You know, I'm groovy as well. I'm the black hippie, so you know I'm groovy.
I am absolutely wonderfully well. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just looking forward to chatting with you tonight about some of the wonderful things you're doing, you're embarking on, and some of the things you've done in the past. So we're going to talk to the people, the listeners out there who don't know who Kenny Barnes is. So first of all, Kenny, are you calling from the man cave?
I am. Yes, I am. Down yonder in the man cave. Yes, I am.
You're in the man cave. You're in the music room.
I am in the studio. Yes, I am. Yep.
That's where it all goes down, right?
It all goes down. Down, up, sideways, whatever. That's where it is.
Yeah. So are you doing this disruption that we have in our lives? Do you find yourself being a little more creative because you have a lot of more downtime, a lot of quiet time?
The thing is that, you know, most of us got a good old 9-to-5, right? So I can't say really that I'm down here more often because I'm actually on the clock, the 8 hours. I'm kind of winking my eye at the same time. So yeah, I'm down here all the time. With my
after
computer, because I'm telling them, after hours, that's it,
after hours.
We
don't want Mr. Bobo to get you, so we're going to keep it
no,
we'll after
need
hours,
that.
after hours, so,
I'm still pretty creative, because as you know, I'm finishing up all of this music and kind of going, trying to put the finishing touches on everything and making sure everything is to my liking and, you know, just finishing up totally, so we can get this thing on out, because it's been quite a while. This has been quite a journey. I don't think you're ready to get into it yet, but I'll tell you.
Well, that's why I have you here. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything.
Okay.
You might have some folks out here listening that maybe they want to, drop a song or two. And, you know, it takes a lot into putting music out, especially as an independent artist, because you don't have that, you know, that big label that's backing you. So, you know, I just really admire artists who are grinding and doing their thing and putting their music out, because it's over a billion people on this planet. Somebody want to hear what you're putting out. So,
amen to that. That's what we're hoping. We hoping that half of them billion people buy our records.
That's right. That's right. And that's why, you know, that's
That's right.
And that's why we have, you know, platforms like the Smiley J Artist Zone, and, you know, you got Al Seaforth and a whole bunch of other folks that are, you know, showcasing indie artists, so we don't, you know, have to beg, you know, terrestrial radio to play the song. So, you know, everybody's being creative and getting this music heard by fans all around, not just in the Washington, D.C. area, but outside as well.
Right, absolutely.
So let me jump into this, because I know people want to know. You know, people's attention span is short sometimes, so let me get all the good stuff out the way before we get into Mr. Barnes' silky smooth voice. So let's start off by just asking, Where did it all begin? Just give me some background on where it all began.
So you want it? It's going to sound like a good old cliche. The first solo I think I had was in elementary school. It was at King Elementary School, in D.C. We had a show that I was trying out for. It was, I can't, Captain of the Pinafore or something like that. It was a play that one guy came up to me and said, "Hey, Kenny, why don't you do?" And then, mind you, we was probably, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years old or something like that. And he said, "Well, why don't you let me do the acting part and you do the singing?" Because he knew he couldn't sing very well, and the part had, you know, some singing in it. And I said, "Okay, fine, no big deal." So I did that, and I think that was probably like the first real solo that I had. And then, you know, we all, you know, most of us, you know, we go up in the church and we sing up in the church house, and we do that, and that's kind of, you know, where it basically kind of started in school, and in church. I think I maybe sang my first little solo in church when I was probably, and you know, I'm not gonna be one of the people to say I was singing at 2 years old. I'm just not gonna do that. I'm just not gonna be one of the people.
You was the church superstar though, right?
I'm never gonna say that I'm a superstar of anything, so no, I'm not. I was not a superstar.
Okay, well, I know the sisters in church would say, "Here come little Kenny Bond.
No,
he's doing a solo today. You're gonna put a little something special in the plate for him." No, I'm not clowning the church, so don't be sending me no emails, y'all, because I'm not gonna respond anyway. So what you got now, Kenny, now you got to talk about the school, the high school that you attended, because a couple of your folks have shouted you out when they saw the flyer floating around. You know, a couple of your classmates from the school, I'm going to let you mention it. It's a school of the arts, so I'm going to let you mention it.
It would be absolutely sacrilegious if you went to this school and you did not shout out this school after attending. You just could not do it. You'd probably get eggs thrown at your car and eggs thrown at your window at your house and everything else like that. So you just cannot have been a student of the great, 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 let me say great 55 times, Duke Ellington School of the Arts, and not shout out that school. It was a great experience. I loved it. I still love it. And I will always, we always kind of rep our school. We didn't have 1,000, you know, students graduating every year, but the 120 or 130 of us that did, we are really tight knit, and we try to support each other as much as we possibly can. Prayerfully, you know, those who are still, you know, doing, you know, whatever they went there to do. So we try to support, and we are pretty kind of close on Facebook, you know, where everybody has lives and everything else like that. But we are still trying to support each other, and we, you know, we keep on going. So shout out to Duke Ellington School of the Arts forever and ever and ever and ever. And we, I know DC was doing upgrading the schools and stuff, and we went up there, and I think it was a couple of years ago that they just redesigned the school and everything, and it looks absolutely marvelous. It is absolutely marvelous. So shout out to the good folks at DC for hooking the school back up, and all the construction people and everything. It's a wonderful place, and we will always love it, for real. Always.
Yeah, a lot of great talent out of Duke Ellington, and we got a lot of, you know, great talent right here in the D.C. area. But it's always been a lot of great talent out of Duke Ellington. You guys are pretty close knit family, keep in touch and support each other. I see you because one of your I think it was Matt, and shout out to Matt if you're listening. He was like, "I know that brother. You know, we went to school," and he, you know, complimented your vocal skills. So, you know, I thought that was really nice that you know, he shouted you out.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I just saw that, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to keep talking. I want to go ahead and get into this first song. I'm going to go ahead and let you set it up.
Okay, so I'll set the song up. So it's actually, I think I released it in last year sometime. So it is actually available on all the digital platforms and those types of things. But here's how I kind of I wrote this song, but it was kind of a piggyback off of one of my favorite songs that it was actually a piggyback off of a Will Downing song. And that song was If She Knew. And if you kind of listen to the lyrics of If She Knew, you could and listen to mine, you can kind of be like, oh yeah, I kind of see where it got that from. So I wanted to kind of, I really liked that song. It was real smooth and everything. And I listened to it and I was like, you know, we really like to write a song like that. So that's what I came up with. A good friend of mine, I don't know if he's listening right now, Levi Terrell had the music. He sent me some music and I liked it. It was real jazzy and kind of funky-ish kind of thing. And I actually sent me a couple of tracks. He sent me a couple of tracks and I picked this one and I just wrote to it. And this is kind of what we came up with after, you know, we recorded and put the backgrounds. And actually, he came over here and recorded some stuff over here as well. So that's the setup to the song. I like it.
Okay, and you better like it. So the song is called Crazy.
It is called Crazy. Yes, it is. So
the song is called Crazy. But before we play Crazy, I just want the listening audience to take a listen. Listen to the song, vibe to it, and then I'm gonna open up the phone line, and you can, you know, you can comment or you can talk to the artist. You can ask a question. Keep it short. Give me your name and press one. So let's go ahead and get to Crazy by Kenny Barnes.
Crazy. There is nothing I wouldn't
Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists, jazz, R&B, neo-soul, reggae, and instrumentalists would love to have you on the show. Email the Smiley J Artist Zone at gmail.com for a calendar date. Hurry, dates are filling up fast.
All right. Crazy. That was a beautiful tune. So, you know, I got to ask, because this is what I do. What's the story behind Crazy?
It just came to me after I listened to that Will Downing song, If She Knew. And I thought it was a really smooth song. And I kind of imagined, like, this has really never happened to me before. But what if I kind of was in that kind of situation and I was really, really afraid to kind of say something to a woman, but I really wanted to. And that's kind of how I, you know, she kind of walked past me a lot and I was just really too shy to say it. That's kind of like how I would have kind of gone over it in my head, so to speak. So that's probably basically... that is basically how I wrote the song. If I've kind of put myself in that mind frame and just tried to write it halfway decently.
Great. That's a great song. So you know what? Thank you for that backstory. So I'm gonna send this song. I'm gonna go ahead and shout out all the shy guys who are afraid to holler at a lady. Don't snooze,
yeah.
Man. You might lose. So don't be scared. See what happened? He wrote a song about it. So we're going to make this the Shy Guy anthem.
And I was one of those guys. I ain't never been real forward with women. So, I was one of those guys.
Yeah. Well, some women can appreciate that. You know, we don't like y'all too aggressive. That's a little scary. that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines, you know, for any callers out there, any listeners. If you want to talk directly to the artist or you have a comment or a question about the show, please call in. This platform is for artists, but it's also for you. And I really do appreciate you tuning in on a Monday night. So if you have a question and you want to speak, press 1, speak your name. Do we have any callers in the queue?
Hello.
Okay. So, hi.
Hey, how you doing, sis?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm fine, and you? I recognize this voice.
It's your sister-in-law, Gwen.
Yes. How you doing, Gwen? Thank you for listening in tonight. So tell me what you think about the song, Crazy, in the artist tonight.
I knew when I heard it. How are you, sir? Congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you calling. I thank you so much.
I said, I knew when I heard that song, I said, yeah, that's about a woman. I knew it.
You know, we always expect it.
But it's that's a good thing, you know. That's being real, and so for that, you know, you're gonna get far in life with being real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So keep doing what you're doing and everything. So I just want to give you a compliment to say that I really like the words and things.
You
was crazy
you
about
so
this woman.
Well, thank you, sis, for calling in. And you know, we like when men are crazy about us in a good way.
Yeah.
Not in a 911 way.
No. We don't want that kind of love. Don't ever get that crazy.
So thank you so
nobody.
Much and for tuning in, and thank you for your comment, and be sure to download the song.
Okay.
Well, we got a whole album coming out pretty soon. So if you don't mind. If you really, really don't mind, check out the whole thing when it comes out. But I am extremely grateful that you called. I thank you so very much for taking your time out and doing that. I I take nothing for granted, for real. So I thank you so very much, seriously.
You're welcome. Yeah, and I'll
thank you, sister.
My sister-in-law let me know how I'm going to get it, okay? God bless
you. Okay,
thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Love you, sis.
And,
mm-hmm.
and she
love
will absolutely know, too.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
All right.
So
okay.
We have another caller in queue. Go ahead and press 1 and state your name, please. Okay, sometimes people get a little shy. Go ahead, state your name.
Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hello, Rhonda.
Go ahead.
Hi, Kenny.
How are you doing,
girl? I'm doing good, old neighbor.
So Rhonda grew. She used to live in D.C. We used to be neighbors basically, and when we lived in Washington D.C., I lived at 10 Hawaii Avenue, and she was in 12.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you wow. Well, thank you for listening and calling in tonight, Rhonda. Go ahead. What's your question or comment?
I was going to tell Kenny I like this song. He knows I like everything that he does.
Actually, I sang at a wedding too. She let me sing at a wedding.
Yeah, he sang at my
well,
wedding.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's always
so. So you're on the videotapes of the wedding. So you're on the videotapes, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if I was on the videotape. I was trying to, you know, get out of the way. I wanted her to be seen and not, you know, not get in the way. So I kind of sucked myself in the background.
Oh, okay. Well, Kenny, you know what song I want to hear?
Huh?
You know what song I want you to play?
What's that?
Cold Outside.
Oh, shoot, I don't have that song.
Well, then you're going to have to sing it a cappella.
Oh, wait a minute now. Look, Rhonda, I'm on a schedule. Rhonda called, but I love that she's calling in with the request. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll get that song for you. That means I have to bring Kenny back so he can do that song for you. And we might circle back around and have him do a little bit of a cappella that for you, Rhonda, too. You know, you his old neighbor. He sang at your wedding, and you called in. So thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
I thank you so much. Thank you. All right. See you later. Talk to you. Thank you again.
Now, you know, that's a beautiful thing when you, you know, you have neighbors and family and friends who just admire your voice and they want you a part of their special day. That's a beautiful thing.
Well, she's very supportive, and she's a really nice person, a really wonderful person. She's really supportive of a lot of people, a lot of independent artists and stuff like that. So I don't take it for granted. I am extremely humbled that she would take her time to do that, but she's a really nice person, and I'm thankful, seriously.
So we want to thank Rhonda and all the other folks out there who support independent artists that's out there grinding and producing and putting out really good music that you wouldn't necessarily hear on mainstream radio. So thank you to all those people, the fans and family and friends and coworkers. Thank you guys for supporting these artists, because a lot of the indie artists have to work 9 to 5, you know, but when they're not working, they're putting out good music for you.
Yeah.
I think we have one more person. I think we have another caller.
I
don't want to miss anyone. So, I mean, you're popular tonight. So, caller, press 1, state your name and your question and or comment.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Hey, how are you? Smiley, this is
Frankie
Addison calling.
Hey, Frankie.
How you doing
this evening?
I'm doing good. Just want to congratulate you on your show. And,
thank you.
Know that I'm wishing you much success. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Frankie. And I got to have you on the show. So we'll talk offline.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get you on.
Yeah. And I also wanted to say congratulations to Kenny Barnes, Ellingtonian, you know. And, you know, I know I've been knowing this guy for a minute. Incredible voice.
Yeah, man. I was about to say. Yeah. How you doing, man?
Yeah. I'm doing great, man. I love that tune that you just played, man. And you know, it resembles, you know, some of the stuff, some of the popular music you hear on the radio. It could be something played on WHUR right now. I mean, like tonight.
Well,
you did a good job with production.
That,
Yeah, sounds great, man. Yeah, I don't expect anything less, man, from one of my fellow Ellingtonians, you know?
Hey, man, that's right. We got to do it right, man. We got to do it right. Hey, how's the brand new married life for you?
The brand new married life is incredible, man. It's
amen.
More beautiful.
Amen.
It was more beautiful today than it was yesterday.
Amen.
Oh my gosh!
That.
Write a song about
come on,
it.
Come on, man.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Come on,
thank
man.
You, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, Kenny. I appreciate that, man. I know you've
hey,
been.
Man,
I know you've been there for a few years now. So maybe you know. Maybe you, yeah. So always feel free to throw some advice. You know, I'm a good listener.
My advice is always communicate. Communication is
go.
The key, brother.
Mm. There you go. I appreciate that. Man. But yeah, man. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. I like what you're doing, and you know, it sounds fantastic.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. You didn't have to do it, man, but I really, really appreciate it. We got some other stuff that I believe is pretty good as well. So I hope when it comes out, you'll take a listen to it and enjoy it, and y'all sit around and listen. And shoot, maybe one day you and I can do something together, man. You
hey, man, we need you. We definitely need you. So I mean, we should just make that happen. We should just put that on the radar screen and just make it happen.
Man,
look at that!
Man,
I love that. A connection on the Smiley J Artist Zone show. That's what it's all about. I love it. I love it. Make sure you guys connect. You know, offline and work on some stuff. I mean, Frankie is an awesome musician. You're an awesome singer. So I
Absolutely.
Know the finished product is going to be fire.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. He is absolutely that. So
yeah.
So
thank
I
you again, Frankie, for. Yeah, thank you again, Frankie, for calling in. I'm going to jump on to one last caller before I go into the next.
Thank you. Good night.
The next segment.
Thanks, buddy. Take care, man. Talk to you soon, buddy.
I know that's right. See, y'all do elegant folks. Y'all support each other. I love it. I love it.
That's right. That's right.
So we got one more caller. Go ahead and press one and state your name and comment or question.
Good evening. This is Anae.
Hi, Anae. Good evening. How you doing?
I'm good. Congratulations, Smiley, on your show. You're doing a magnificent job and wish you much success. And just wanted to
Thank
ask
you.
A quick question. Oh, you're welcome. What is your motivation, Kitty, to write, and what artists do you see yourself possibly working with in the future?
The motivation to write, it's different for a lot of people. For me, a lot of things, when I'm kind of in that mood or that mode of writing, I could just be kind of sitting somewhere and a word will kind of jump up in my head. And if it's a really good word, something that I can kind of base a song around, I'll start with that and kind of go from there. Like there's a song that's coming up. I guess I won't say what the name of the song is yet, but the name of the song that's coming up, one of the words of that particular song is better. And I heard better, and I had this other tune in my head, and I just kind of started kind of just vibing off of that kind of that little thing, and what can I say about something better, and hearing the song. And just kind of going from there. So a lot of us songwriters, there is no one real way to do it. It's just kind of, you just kind of all of a sudden get inspired to do it. And sometimes the thing will just flow like water. And then sometimes you'll kind of come back to it 2 or 3 weeks later and say, okay, well, let me finish that particular song. But you know, my inspiration to kind of do it, it just kind of pops in my head. I wrote this song. There's a song that I have out on this particular album that I wrote about my wife. And I actually wrote the song. I woke up on, like, it was probably Saturday at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I got up and I started it and I stopped it And it was about 11 o'clock another night. I got up and I kind of started writing it again, and I went downstairs to try to finish it. So I kind of pieced that together. So there's a different way that we kind of go about it. But, you know, once sometimes when you get in that mode, it just kind of flows and it flows and it flows, and you write it and you rewrite it and you look at it again, you scratch it out and you start all over again. So, you know, it's a process, but it's really fun. I think I've fallen in love with the process of making music a whole lot. A whole lot. I'm almost kind of thinking that I kind of like, I shouldn't think this, but I kind of think I like the process of music almost as much as I like kind of going out and performing it. You know, because I like kind of putting it together. Yeah, kind of putting it together and have somebody, I worked with really, really great musicians. And they come over and they send me tracks and stuff. And, you know, let's do it this way or let's do it that way. And we just kind of sit there and vibe off each other. And that's how we kind of come up with it a lot of times. So I really like the process of making music. So that's kind of my motivation, because, you know, the songwriting thing for me kind of starts before I get the music sometimes. No, that's not true. It's kind of 50-50 a lot of times. So that's kind of my motivation. And who to work with, I'll work with anybody, for real. I have no qualms about working with anybody. I'm open. If you got something, come on, let's get it done.
Oh, wow,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I thank you for calling. You came on, you sounded like a DJ yourself. I thought you was working with Channel 7 or something.
Yes, I know that voice. Anae, I don't think I've met you, Anae. I think we are friends. Are you calling from the West Coast?
Yes, I'm from Baltimore, but I'm in the West Coast now.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling and friending me. I appreciate it. Make sure you tell some of those Cali folks to listen in. I know they 3 hours different, but you can share it. Share my weekly show with them. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in, Anae.
Thank you. Much support.
Thank you so very much. How's the weather out there? Well, I guess it's sunny.
Okay. I think she's sunny California, right?
Right.
Look, Kenny, look, we got callers in the queue, but I'm just going to say to those callers, I'm going to get to you, and I appreciate you calling in and wanting to, you know, chat with Kenny. I do, but I want to stay on schedule, and I know that, Kenny, you have some unreleased music that you have so graciously shared with me so that the listeners can hear it. And then, you know, download it when you release your album. And when is it going to be released, in May, or you have a release date?
I think we're going to try to do, because I got some administrative stuff to do with it to finish up. So I think we're probably going to do maybe mid-June. Early mid-June.
Okay. So,
yeah.
We'll I'll be there for your release party,
right,
release party. We talked about that.
Don't hang up.
No, don't hang up. We want you to call in. But before you call in, I want you to listen to this next song. And Kenny, you go ahead and introduce your first song from your upcoming CD.
Okay, so this particular song is the first time that it's been played on air, and so it's an exclusive thing. This song is called "Love You Better." Now, the backstory to this song is I was at a show, and again, I was inspired by another song for this one as well. I was at a show, and we were playing "Let's Chill," and I remembered how much I really, really liked that song, and this song isn't like "Let's Chill," but it's kind of the same pace as "Let's Chill," by Guy, if you don't know, by Guy Long, back in the, I don't know, 80s or 90s, but I wanted to get a little song like that. with that kind of feel to it. So I just got to writing it and here it go, basically. So
okay, tell us the name
you
of
better.
The song. Love You Better.
Love You Better. Yep.
I like that title.
All right.
Can be better. I'll take my time, won't rush at all, 'cause you deserve that. Yes, you deserve that. He broke your heart, I swear I would never. And I'd stop my heart if I love you better, better, girl, I'm gonna love you better.
and that was Love You Better. You did the thing on that song. I mean, I'm in here bopping by myself or hand dancing by myself. I don't know how to hand dance, but, I, you know, I'm two-stepping by myself. I love that. You did that. Now, I have to state the obvious. I have to state the obvious. Now, who do you mostly get compared to?
I would believe it's the Mr. Vandross, I believe. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, you got that voice, you know, that soulful, you know, you that soulful crooner, that balladeer, soul man, silky smooth, all those good musical adjectives. So keep doing what you're doing, and I want to be true to the call to the listeners out there. I think we have another caller in queue who wants to ask a question and or a comment. So caller, if you're there, press 1 and state your name. Press 1 and state your name. All right, so that happens sometimes. Hopefully they liked the last song, Love You Better, because that was a beautiful song. Beautiful song. So I want to ask you, you know, there are many classic, beautiful, sexy soul ballads that's performed by some of the greats like Marvin Gaye, Barry White, Teddy Pendergrass, and of course, Luther, Smokey Robinson. And there are many, many more. So if you had the opportunity to collaborate with any artist living or dead, who would that be?
Okay, so I don't know if I had the opportunity to collaborate with him. I don't know how much collaboration I do, or I just kind of sit back and just kind of listen and just let them do all of it and just be kind of like in awe. But I believe it would probably be Marvin Gaye, because this is what Marvin Gaye did. My father, he was like a really, real cool dude, right? Real cool. And Marvin Gaye to me seemed like a really, really cool dude to me. And what got me about Marvin Gaye, even with, you know, not forget the songs, man. Well, the songs as well. But he got me with singing all the songs and What's Going On and Distant Lover and all the other type of things. But when that brother, I remember I was sitting in my room on 10 Hawaii Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., and he sang the national anthem at that, at the NBA championship.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude came out there with them sunshades on. And, you know, I try to be cool, but I ain't that cool. I can't walk anywhere, nowhere. I don't care if it's bright sunshine out with sunshades on, because I think I'm about to fall down and I'm going to hit something and just fall down. But he came out there with those sunshades on and sang that song the way he did. I was like, man, I want to be like that dude right there, you know, vocally anyway. But that really, I think that really kind of got me. It was just really cool, and it was really laid back, and it was just really romantic, kind of like. But you know, this is like the national anthem. National anthem is supposed to be all cool and romantic like that. But this dude, man, he crushed it, and forever. And after that, I was just like, man, that's what's up. That's what I would like to kind of do.
Marvin Gaye. I can understand why, and you know he was a homeboy right here from the D.C. area.
Yeah. My father said he went to school with him, and he said,
wow.
He told me a long time ago. He said, yeah, kids used to tease him all the time, but you know, he got the last laugh, I guess. I don't know about teasing him, so, but yeah, he went to school with him, so. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think his music will always forever be in somebody's playlist because it's just timeless music,
absolutely,
you know, that we all can appreciate. And it takes
absolutely
us back to those good days, you know, whether our parents played it or we played it. So I think this caller, I think we got another caller, and I do want to try to get to people. You know, time is short, so I got about a little less than 10 minutes. So I want the folks to talk to you. So caller, if you're there, press 1 and state your name and ask your question and or comment. Hi, caller, are you there? Press 1.
Karen Lynette.
Hi, Karen. How you doing?
Oh,
I'm well. How are you?
Karen Lynette is another singer in from Silver Spring. You got to check her out as well. Go ahead, Karen. Thanks for calling in.
Karen Lynette is the superstar of BC.
Oh,
DMV.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
Go ahead and own it, girl. Take a bow. Go ahead and take a bow.
Go on, take that bow.
I love
girl.
Your
go
music.
Strong J, girl. Strong J, girl.
Strong J.
Go ahead. Go ahead, girl. Go
I just
ahead.
Wanted to call in. I just wanted to call in and congratulate you, Kenny, on your upcoming release and being on the independent trek. And it's quite the journey, is what I'm gonna say. It's very fulfilling, is what I'll say. So congratulations to you, and the product sounds great.
Karen, I thank you. This trek has been a long trek, and I'm going to.
Yes.
Karen has a song out too that she just put out, and I downloaded it. And so I think it's the whole EP. I'm trying to look through my playlist without accidentally hanging up. So
all right,
but
well,
the song
that.
Is it's for you. That song that you have out.
Another star.
Another star.
That was actually released about 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
But it still carries. It still carries. It's originally Stevie Wonder, and I made a cover of it. So
yeah,
another star. Yeah, it's originally Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, but I have another one, and I'm scared to look at it because I think I'm gonna hang up. Because it's a really good song. But yes, so in the meantime, I thank you for taking the time out for calling little old me and saying that you like the song and everything.
Cut it out.
I show enough appreciate it. Here you go. It's
indeed.
It's couldn't love you.
Couldn't Love You. That was actually the first single, too. That one and Another Star were released actually as just a double single, if you will. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was listening to that and the For You because I saw your video and it was really nice.
Awesome.
So,
thank you so much.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
yes,
you know,
yes.
let me just say, because the time is short, let me just say, don't go anywhere, Karen. Hold tight right there before you hang up. I want to thank you for calling in. And I just want to applaud all the indie artists and all the Duke Ellington alumni folks that are calling in, supporting his brother, Kenny Barnes. Check them both out, Kenny Barnes and Karen Lynette. Yes. So thank you, Karen. I do appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen.
And I'm going to have you on in the near future.
All right now. Y'all take it easy.
I got your date. Okay.
All right.
See ya.
So I want to say to all the callers who was on hold, I'm sorry I can't get to everyone. I do, you know, it's an hour segment, but I do appreciate you calling in and tune in next Monday. Each Monday there's going to be a different guest. Thank you for your great questions and comments and just your good energy tonight. I appreciate it. So before we go, Kenny, I do want you to, again, for those folks who may be joining us a little late, tell us when the CD will be out and also how they can get in touch with you or follow you on your social media pages. Hello? Okay, maybe Not sure if it's called Drop, but that's okay. I know it. I got the information. Things happen. It's called Light. So Kenny's CD, if you wasn't on earlier, will be dropped sometime mid-June, and he will be having a pre-album, a CD release party at a right now a to be announced, because we don't know, you know, what's going to happen with this COVID-19. And the two songs that
Hello?
You heard tonight.
Yes.
Hi, Kenny. I'm filling in
hey.
For you, brother. Welcome back.
Somebody muted me.
Welcome back. That's okay. That's
Thank
okay.
You.
So I was just pretty much go ahead and tell them where they can follow you at.
I have my Facebook page is Kenny Barnes. Instagram is Kenny Barnes Music. And I have a website that needs to be updated. I think it's Kenny Barnes Music as well. So all of those good old platforms where we will be putting out all of the information that is needed to get everybody to hear it, and hope everybody enjoys it and enjoys it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. And I'm excited about it. I'm very excited about it.
Well, I'm excited for you, and I am excited that you allow, you know, that you played your unreleased music on the Smiley J Artist Zone. As I mentioned earlier, ladies, not only can he sing, he is a super, super nice guy. And before we hang up, I want to, again, thank you for coming on the show, but I want to give you this opportunity to shout out anybody you want, your supporters, your, you know, whoever helped you out with the CD. This is, it's the floor is yours.
Okay, so my support, everybody that was involved in the making of this process, first of all, I gotta shout out my wife upstairs, who heard these songs for the last 3-4 years, who've listened to it ad nauseum, getting her opinion on it. Shout out to my man Levi and my guy who came back from over in China. Oh, okay. Came back from over in China. Who else? Pete Chapman, and everybody else, all the background singers and everybody else that did it. I thank y'all so very much. And let's keep it going, man. I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
One last thing.
I told my son that we were gonna play that song. It don't look like we're gonna be able to get to it. I think he's listening. Tell him, man, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Shout your son out. What's his name?
Kenny Barnes as well. Yeah.
Hey, Kenny. Sorry about it. We're gonna get to it next time. Thanks for listening. And I did hear the song. It's awesome. You know your rap version. You did it good. So we're gonna play that next time.
Okay.
And thanks, Kenny, for stopping by tonight. And until next time, be well. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Talk
Absolutely.
To you soon.
And thank you to all the listeners as well. Good night.
Night.
Starting up my music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Smiley J, Arkansas, the smile.